Welcome to GVC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers, stay informed about GVC news and projects, and catch up on the latest news and happenings at the co-op, and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVEC team. Thanks for tuning in to the GVEC Unplugged podcast. You've got Jordan Kuick here again with returning host, HR rep Sherry Johnson. Want to tell everyone hello, Sherry?
I do. Hello, everyone.
So, Sherry, we have a fun podcast planned for today. Tell everybody what we've got going on.
We certainly do. Today, we have a competition, a contest of sorts, to test the bond between two dynamic duos. Earlier today, we had each of them answer some very simple, very easy questions about themselves and each other.
So who do we have here with us?
Today, we have with us Susan Barnick, Senior Executive Manager of Customer Relations, and Lori Linsman, the Administrative Assistant to Susan, also known as CeeLo.
Nice. I like this. So we're doing smushed together names. Okay, very good. So dynamic duo number one then is CeeLo. So who else do we have?
Also with us, we have Bobby Christmas. He's our Senior Executive Manager over compliance and a variety of other areas. And Susan Wilson, St. Susan, Administrative Assistant to Bobby, also known as Boozin.
Boozin. I like that. That sounds fun. That sounds like a good team to spend a Friday after work with.
Hanging out with Boozin.
Yeah, Boozin and CeeLo. So we have a competition, you say. So what do they win?
So our planned prizes for the winners are bragging rights. However, the ante was upped with this bandana neckerchief that Bobby is sporting. That's a possible prize.
Yeah, I heard that Susan did have her eye on Bobby's neckerchief. So Susan, we've actually got them here with us already. I'm getting the cut from Bobby, but we're keeping this going. So Susan seems to think that if she wins, that she will have earned her rights to Bobby's neckerchief. What do you think, Bobby?
His face.
There's very intense eye contact happening.
Bobby, this is going to be a long day if you don't talk. Long day.
I got all day.
Silence indicates consent, so Bobby's on board.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so Bobby, I think you've said that you're satisfied with everything that you have, and you don't want anything from Susan if you win. Have you changed your mind on that?
A mischievous smile is now forming. No more intense eye stare.
Narration is what you get when you have very introverted guests.
She has to get in front of the safety meeting, the next all-person safety meeting.
Okay.
In-person safety meeting.
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
And give a presentation.
That's not funny. I don't want his neckerchief.
Our audience is...
Audience is on board with this.
I don't want the neckerchief.
Okay. Bragging rights are fine.
That's some pretty good wagering. I like that. So...
Well, this is official, so I guess we'll see.
This is official.
You just got to sing my praises.
I can do that.
Okay.
I've heard it before. It's not pretty.
Okay. So what do we say we go ahead and get into these questions? So these questions were previously answered, as Sherry said. And so I will be asking the questions out to you. I'll address who's answering. And remember, when you're answering, you're trying to guess what the other person wrote down. Sherry has the answers that were previously written. So she'll confirm whether or not your answer matches. And if there's any question and I am not able to decide who gets a point or doesn't get a point, then we'll take it to our audience and we'll see what they think. Everybody ready?
Yep.
All right. First question. I'm going to start with you, Susan. What is Lori's favorite lunch spot? And for a bonus point, what would be her order at that favorite restaurant?
I feel like this was much easier for you to answer than it was for me. Is there a pass?
There is not. You also cannot phone a friend. Instead, you've just got to embarrass yourself on record.
I'm just going to go with Seguin, A-Tan. I don't know. I know you eat there sometimes. I don't know.
A-Tan. And would you like to try for her order?
No.
Okay.
General's Chicken.
Okay. I am not sure that they serve that there.
Good guess.
All right, Sherry, what's the real answer?
Lori's favorite lunch spot is Mi Lupita.
Ooh, never guessed that.
And that would be the number 7, just so you know.
Number 7 is go-to. Okay, so that's 0 point. We're doing good. Okay, so Lori, Same question.
When do we go to Mi Lupita?
We don't ever go to lunch.
Well, exactly. So how would I know that was your favorite lunch spot? And we do. And that's how you know my favorite lunch spot.
But I'm fixing to get your favorite lunch
spot. I know, because we go there.
You're on the same team, remember?
Yeah, we're a dynamic duo. This is how dynamic duos work through the problem. Okay, so Lori, what is Season's favorite lunch spot? And for the bonus point, what would be her order there?
Ooh, another one just popped in my head.
Confidence is wavering.
Yeah, and y'all know I lack that. We go there. So that would be Los Cucos.
Correct.
And for the bonus question, I would say it's that, it's like a chicken breast. It's like a stuffed chicken breast with some kind of, I don't know, I think it has spinach or something in it.
I think we can accept this answer because Season said she likes the chicken plate thing.
Yes, okay. So neither one of them know what it's called, but they know that there's chicken involved. I think that was a chicken plate thing. Okay, so out of the 4 points you could have gotten, you got 2. So doing well so far. Good work. Good work. And we're going to go ahead and move over to Boozin, starting with the part of Boozin. We're going to start with Bobby. Bobby, what is Susan's favorite lunch spot? And what would be her order there?
I would say Clear Springs and Little Buddy.
2 points.
Is that why we got the harmony on that one?
Yes.
That's too easy.
I think that I might know this one for Bobby. So I'm curious what you're going to say, Susan. So what is Bobby's favorite lunch spot and what is his go-to order there?
Clear Springs and Little Buddy.
I'm sorry, but Bobby said Gigi's is his favorite lunch spot.
Yeah.
And you must like everything on the menu because there's nothing listed of what you order when you go there.
Because they changed the order.
The buffet?
No. They got rid of the guy that made the German sausage died.
Oh.
So he took the recipe with him. So.
Oh, yeah. That's to the grave is what that means, is what that's called. Yeah.
Well, you also got 2 out of 4 points.
Yay, good job.
I was thinking Gigi's too, because every time I've seen you at lunch, it's been at Gigi's.
Yeah.
Right now we are tied. Going into question number 2, we have 2 points for CeeLo, 2 points for Boozin. Let's see who's going to pull ahead. So we'll go back to Season. Okay, so Season, what did Lori say her most annoying habit is?
So I think the only thing I can come up with is how hard she is on herself, how she doubts herself, how she's takes on like the weight of the world on her shoulders. And
okay, so I saw like a victorious fist pump from Lori, so I think we might have got it. What does it say, Sherry?
Lori said overthinking.
Overthinking. Okay, so what did we hear from Season? She said doubts herself, feeling unsure. What does the audience think? Do we feel like that matches?
This would be hard because I know them enough to know it matches. They're talking about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But Carolyn.
I don't.
So it was, I guess I get it. I can read into it that she's overthinking and that's why she's second guessing.
Oh, no. Lori says she's going to come over there and have a conversation with you. And you don't want that.
You don't want that. Fair, but I understand how we could give them this point. But if there's any speculation on any of the other ones, I'm going to be graceful.
This is her empathetic side.
Yeah. Okay. So the answer officially was
overthinking.
Overthinking. And she said doubts herself as an overthinker. I can see the connection there too. What do you think, Sherry?
I'm getting death stares from across the table. Am I the official tiebreaker?
Yeah, I think I'm going to let you be the...
Then I'll give him half a point.
That doesn't exist.
Sounds like no. So we're going with the strict rules.
Okay, I quit.
See, Bobby even said he'd have given us the point.
Listen, here's what we'll do. We're going to...
Allegedly said.
If the other team is willing to concede the point, let's give him the point.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like the very generous Boozin... That's sportsmanlike behavior.
Dang, that was tough.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you,
I'm not going to forget that.
Poor Lori, that fed right into your overthinking.
She was getting angry, guys. She was getting angry.
yeah, this one, that one wasn't going to go down very good.
So, okay, Lori, same question for you. What does Season say her most annoying habit is?
Her annoying habit?
Just the one.
Just one?
Gosh. Be a no-brainer.
Being so loud. Funny. Annoying habit.
Well, we've had several answers.
So that's going to be final answer.
Is always thinking she's right.
Always thinking she's right. What do we have?
Well, this is another tough one.
Oh, this is not tough. That's it.
That's not what you said, though.
That's it.
The answer is being boastful or bragging. Arrogance, being inappropriate.
Arrogance is always thinking you're right.
I think that's the same thing. Thinking you're right, boastful. Yeah. It's like,
if you didn't get that.
I got it.
It's a point.
Okay, so Boozin is up. Bobby, what does Susan say her most annoying habit is?
Most annoying habit?
Is your silence telling me that I have several?
No. I'm thinking it's probably planning things to the nth degree.
Over planning. So it's like very detailed planning. Oh, detailed planning. More planning than you're prepared for.
She usually has the answers before I do.
I see. Oh. Okay.
She's showing him up.
Yeah, I see.
It's a good admin.
She's too happy in the morning.
I knew you would say that. He always tells me, you just need to calm down. Nobody's that happy in the morning.
I will say, Susan, you sat for a little while, at least in my hallway. Maybe it wasn't my office, but I left and you came in and I was like, oh man, people are going to be so much happier with her. I mean, I was nice and friendly. And as people walked by, I said, hello. But when I walked by your office, it's just like a beam of sunshine shoots out the door and you're like, hello, welcome to work. We're so happy you're here. And I was like, oh, they didn't get that from me. So you probably have brightened a lot of mornings.
That's sweet. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So now that I know that it's not annoying, I'll pump it up.
Close my door.
Okay.
So then that gives you the same question. What does Bobby say his most annoying habit is?
In my opinion, there really isn't anything that annoys me that he does. So I'm not sure what he would say about himself. So...
It is getting deep.
Getting real deep in here.
See, they think that I'm not being real, but I'm really being real.
Susan, this isn't a performance management.
Carolyn is in the audience.
He's not writing you on this.
This is fun, Jordan. You said that this would be fun. It is fun. What he would say his most annoying, maybe, I would say being too hard on himself. Always, yeah, just being too hard on himself.
Being too hard on himself. All right, so, okay. Sherry, that's your name. Sherry, what did he say?
OCD.
Okay. So, Bobby, what were you talking about on OCD? So I'm not going to give you that point. Just we'll just lay that out right there. But what were you talking about on OCD? Is it like germophobia or having...
Oh, hell no, it ain't germophobia.
What's your OCD?
I got deer and then go eat lunch.
Yeah, there you go. So what's your OCD that you're talking about? Yeah.
Cut that sausage that you just gutted and skinned that deer with?
Not enough blood in it. I'm obsessed with certain things.
Like that neckerchief. You love the neckerchief.
It would be your neckerchief here pretty soon. Unless Susan starts getting answers right.
Oh. Speaking of performance management.
Wow. No.
Not so happy anymore, are you, Susan?
Yeah.
We're on the same team, remember?
I just get obsessed with things.
Okay. So, points now. Where are we? All right. So, CeeLo is pulling ahead. CeeLo has 4 points. Boozin has 2 points. And we are now on to our third question. Season, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, the third question is, what are Lori's pets' names?
Star.
Just the one?
Yes.
Star is correct.
Nice. Okay, Lori, are you ready to add an additional point to your team?
Absolutely.
All right, so same question. What are the names of Season's pets?
Well, I know the two dogs' names. So that is Willie and Dolly.
Okay.
But there's a cat in there somewhere. And I'm not sure I can remember. I don't know what that cat's name is.
Oh, shoot. Come on.
Snoopy.
There you go.
She did it! And you got another harmony.
I knew those dogs' names, but she didn't talk about the cat very often. So,
whew. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job. Good work.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have now 6 points to a 2-point rack up for Boozin. So
Boozin,
you've got the support of the audience. They want you to get this right. I want you to get this right. So Bobby, what are the names of Susan's pets?
Maggie, the dog.
Maggie the dog.
That is correct. Oh, it is Maggie.
Let's get a ding for that. They've earned it. Yes. Okay.
It's really not a dog.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A dog has to be taller than 12 inches.
She's a shih tzu.
I see.
She's a foo-foo dog in his term.
Understood. Okay. So, Susan, since Bobby seems to think that he knows what a dog is, do you know the names of his pets?
Yes.
Okay. What do you got?
Yes. And they are large. Because they're German shepherds.
Okay.
And you don't want to mess with them. No, they're really sweet. Wolfgang. And then is the one that I like the best. He's my favorite. And then there is Natasha. And there was Machen and Rommel from the very beginning. So if I get extra points for all the dogs that he's had since we've worked together, those are
impressive.
So she'll get a couple of dings for that. Wolfgang and Natasha were his official answers.
Wolfgang and Natasha. Okay, so then that means that we are only two behind, so we can catch this back up on next round. If CeeLo misses this next one and Boozin gets it right, we'll be caught back up. So let's see. Okay, next question. Season.
Yes, ma'am.
What is Lori's wedding anniversary?
Oh, God. Hold on. It's May or June of 2002, right? June of 2002.
June what?
I don't know. June.
It's not my anniversary.
Put out your fingers and toes and show how many.
My God.
I don't have enough.
Really?
June 14th. June 14th. I don't know.
June 22nd. And the year, Lori?
2002.
Do you know mine?
So Season got the year.
Your year?
My day. You know my anniversary? My day. Like the month and day of my anniversary. That's pretty deep.
It is. That's what makes you a dynamic duo.
I barely remember her birthday.
All right, Lori.
She didn't remember my birthday forever. I don't even know if she knows it today.
I do too, because now once I had Maggie and hers is the day before yours. So now I always remember.
So you only remember it because of
Correct.
Maggie.
Correct. Before then.
And that's the truth.
That is the truth.
Yes. Uh-huh. She got in so
And I don't understand why that's weird.
So many years.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because I know yours.
Well, of course you know mine.
How could we forget?
Well, I walk in and go, it's my birthday.
So, Lori, do you know Season's wedding anniversary?
I may know the year. And that would be in the month. January? Oh, well, hell.
Give me petitions. Look at each other, coach one.
January.
She's blinking 18? The month number.
2018.
January 18.
No, it's not the 18th.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know the day. Okay. And evidently, I don't have
What
the
if
mind.
I told you, I know we're not getting the point. What if I told you it was?
It was the day it snowed.
And it was Pearl Harbor Day. It's the day that Pearl Harbor was bombed. Pearl Harbor Day. No, that is no help. Bobby, do you know my anniversary now?
Yeah. April? December 7th.
December 7th of 2017. So you were close on saying January 2018.
Oh, you're sleeping. History class or what?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know it until Ben told me, and now I'll always know
it. I didn't know it because Season wasn't in my history class to give me the answer. She was only in my English class to give me all those answers.
There you go. All right. So, Boozin, I've been seeing you pretty antsy over there while we've been asking them this. I'm wondering if you all do know these answers. So, Bobby, do you know Susan's wedding anniversary?
I watched Gary cry.
Aww.
Standing next to him. Yeah, I was best man at the wedding.
Oh, so you probably know.
Well, I had to get brushed up. January 12th of 12. I know they've been married 8 years.
1-12-12?
That's correct. Right.
Good job. Awesome.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Excuse
Please
me?
Don't forget, Gary Wilson actually saw tears coming out of his eyes. And Susan's walking down the aisle. I look at him and go, really?
Oh, it was the happiest day of his life.
Well, I'm happy.
Aww.
You're crying. Something up. You're mad.
That's funny. So, Susan, are you able to return that level of care? Do you know Bobby's wedding anniversary?
July. It's after rodeo, so it's the 23rd. And then the year.
That's a tough part. Man, that's tough.
I think it's 1983.
Oh, my goodness. You got it right.
That's ridiculous. There has got to be cheating. That is not normal. That is not normal.
Wow.
So her reference to Bobby's anniversary is rodeo.
Yeah.
So you might use your child's birth, you know.
Yeah, whatever you got to do.
That's insane.
We're done. Because
she knows I take off on that day every mm-hmm. year.
He does.
Oh, nice. So you can cry alone?
Yes.
No one can see. That's it.
See, that's good stuff. The stuff that matters. They've got it on lock. So I don't know. We're starting to see a shift. We are now tied. CeeLo, 6 points. Boozin, 6 points. And we are on our last question.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the last question. I'm curious how this is going to play out. Season, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Who is Lori's celebrity crush and or celebrity that she most admires?
Probably a wrestler.
That's funny. That is so funny.
Well, you
funny.
Get all hot and bothered with them wrestlers. Am I right? Am I right? You're a liar. You're a liar. You.
I do get hot and bothered, but I didn't even think about that. That's funny. That's funny.
That's all I ever hear you talk about when it comes to like celebrities is wrestlers. And I don't know any of their names. Clearly, that's not the right answer.
That's funny. They're all dried up.
But you still like them.
Not really. I just remember that. Yes, I do like them, but I don't like. They're not my crush.
But you, anytime that topic comes up, you get all excited
because y'all don't know anything about them.
So it's clearly, I don't.
It's the one thing that I can say. And this. Y'all look at me like I'm nuts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. God.
I can't imagine that.
I don't have a clue.
No clue?
Oprah.
throw somebody out. We'll compare it.
That is
that guess.
Incorrect.
That's
Who
incorrect.
Is it?
Matthew McConaughey.
What?
That's yours.
That's mine.
Uh-huh.
That's yours?
Uh-huh.
Well, don't be macking on my man.
Lori, is that your official answer for Season's
yes.
crush?
Yeah.
Well, she is correct.
She is.
I should have just gone with mine.
Now, if either of you can spell McConaughey.
No,
that's what Lori was wanting to know how to spell.
I was too. And I finally just gave up. I was like, I know there's an A and a U and a G.
So let's just recap what happened here. So we knew it wasn't a wrestler, but you both actually have the same celebrity crush that you put down, which is Matthew McConaughey. Okay. Yeah. So that if ever the day comes, y'all will have to battle it out. Okay. I got it. I got
There's
it.
There's no doubt. I know who will win.
Me too.
Is that where you learned all your moves, Lori, was from having your crush on a wrestler?
Oh, from having a crush on a wrestler? Maybe. I mean, they do. Shawn Michaels does a little bit of sweet chin music. And
I'm telling you, back in the day, she watched it every night. I mean, it was like, she's obsessed with it.
Monday Night Raw.
Whatever.
Then it's Tuesday Night SmackDown and Wednesday Night something or other. It's because I have a son who liked it when he was about 8 years old.
Well, mine did too. I just remember all of it.
So now we know a little bit more about Lori.
Yeah.
If ever you have her for Secret Santa or something else, we've got to figure out what's a thing that Lori would like.
Just don't let me dig out the attire that I have because it's not very appropriate.
Okay. So this is good. This is good. I like this. So, Bobby, who do you think is Susan's celebrity crush and or the celebrity that she admires most?
Only one I know is her person she likes the most to sing is Sandy Patty.
What was her answer?
I'm sorry. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
He's a hack.
He's a good looking one.
He's a little weird for me.
Well, she might be thinking back to the Top Gun days before we knew all of that.
So I think I just can't imagine this converse coming up in conversation, but I don't know that you all have ever discussed who your celebrity crushes are.
Can't wait to hear this one.
So now, Susan, that leaves you. You're going to have to guess, who would Bobby list as his celebrity crush and or celebrity that he admires most? Who would Bobby even say?
That is the question, Jordan. Well.
This is for the tying point, Susan.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know, but the way that I would spin it is that his wife is a celebrity to him. And so I would say possibly, I don't know what direction he went on this, but I would say Gloria.
Oh,
how sweet.
That was a thought, but
I could see that.
Nope. So however this turns out, I do know him.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, so what did he, when pressed, put down for that answer?
That would be George Strait.
Okay, somebody he admires. Kinda Why do you awkward. Admire George Strait? Tell us about that, Bobby.
Well, I'll offend people if I say part of it, but he's true to his wife. He's true to his family. He's got good values, and he lives those values.
Very good. That's a good reason.
Yeah. I'll give George a ding, just because.
Because you like George.
He looks good in Wranglers.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Bobby's reason.
He looks good in Wranglers. Is that part of your reasoning?
That one would definitely get me in trouble. Yeah. No.
Okay, so here's where this left us. This left us with a final tally. CeeLo, 7. Boozin, 6. Which means that officially, CeeLo is a dynamic duo. So congratulations!
Thank you. It's not a surprise.
So, Susan, are you really going to take the neckerchief?
Absolutely.
So what listeners may not realize is that Susan's already wearing the neckerchief. It was passed down to her. She has proudly got it around her neck. Bobby, whose neckerchief is that?
Wolfgang's.
You wear your dog's neckerchief?
Now
it's
you
devotion.
Do.
It's devotion. I got the fleas off of it this morning.
That's just weird.
Oh, no.
That's just weird.
Season.
I'm bothered less by the fact that I have it on and the fact that Bobby wears it every day. It's disturbing, Bobby.
Get over it.
Do you want them to wear it so that it smells like them and then you put it on?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, this is weird.
What's that dog smell?
What does it smell like?
It smells like cologne.
Wolfgang wouldn't wear it.
It's probably too small.
I think I've got scars on my arm from trying to put it on him.
It's pretty small.
Where are you going to keep this trophy, Season, so that people can come by and see it?
Oh, I'll have it in my office, and I will occasionally be sporting it. It will for sure be on the phone call tomorrow.
Awesome. That's good. So congratulations again to CeeLo. Thank you to our contestants today for joining us and also my co-host, Sherry. If you enjoyed listening to the Dynamic Duos competition and would like to hear more episodes like this, reply to the HR Podcast email to give us your feedback. The same goes if you have ideas of how we can make the podcast more interesting to you, or if you'd like to join us for an episode, we want to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to GVEC Unplugged Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Look out for each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.